I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
You going down, Chuck.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Unbelievable. What's up, Fight Fans? This week, UFC heavyweight champ Frank Mir hangs out. Talk a little UFC 100 action.
You understand?
One of the best strikers in the business.
He's big time hurt.
Boxing gloves.
Pretty boy Floyd.
This machine knocks out the fat.
Vettori is 30 seconds away from the title.
What's up, Fight Fans? Damien D here. Welcome back to another episode of the BetUS.com MMA Fight Talk Podcast, brought to you by the good people of BetUS. Head there now. UFC 100 betting. Deposit $100, you get $100 free, and free entry into a $1,000 UFC 100 poker tournament taking place next week. Ridiculous stuff going on, and they keep the lights on, so they get the plug. BetUS.com. Damon D here. Another week. Guys, this is epic. UFC 100, Saturday, GSP, Fight Nalvis, Mir versus Lesnar. You got the Ultimate Fighter 9 coaches going at it. Bisping versus Hendo. Hell, I'm dying to see Coleman versus Bonner, and there's not even a damn guarantee that they're going to show it on the pay-per-view. So pretty much what I'm saying is this is the greatest card in the history of the universe in terms of UFCs. And if I sound a little more excited than usual, it's not the coffee. It's because I just got off the phone with UFC heavyweight champ, former champ, now interim champ, looking to be undisputed heavyweight champ, Frank Mir, who's taking on Brock Lesnar at UFC 100 on Saturday. So that's why I'm a little more amped than huge right now. So that's why I'm going to get right to it, because I'm not going to bore you with me yapping on about stuff, because you just want to hear Frank Mir talk. Of course, if you have any questions, Damon@BetUS.com is my email address. Send any inquiries there. Forward them to the proper people. I'm going to shut up now. Get into it with an interview that I sat down with today, live from Las Vegas, the man, Frank Mir. All right, Fight Fans, joining me now, live from Las Vegas, UFC heavyweight champ, fighting this weekend, UFC 100, the man himself, Frank Mir. Frank, how you doing, pal?
Good, very good.
Good stuff. What are you up to? Sounds like it's busy where you are. You're probably running around crazy right now, huh?
Yeah, you know, the week of the event, a lot of checking in, running around, doing interviews. You know, right now I'm in Mandalay Bay. I actually have a few minutes to take a break before I do a media workout where I'm going to jump in front of the cameras, I guess, and throw some Dragon Ball punches or something silly just to get them something to look at.
Nice. Couple Hadoukens in there. Fantastic, man. Well, hey, let's get right into it. I want to ask you a couple questions. Weigh-ins are in a couple days. Weight cut, how you doing with that? We saw some video, people mentioning that you looked jacked. People said you looked all cut up. Everyone was maybe not surprised, but they were stoked to see you look like you were in phenomenal shape. How's the cut going, and what are you looking to weigh in for on Friday?
Super easy, actually. I mean, this morning I went and jumped on the scale. I think they put me down at 246.
Beauty.
So I ate breakfast already, so, I mean, really, I mean, I'm well under the weight limit that I have to be under. I really didn't really do that on purpose. It was just that throughout the last 3 weeks of our training, cutting out the weight training and just, you know, 2 days now for the last 8 weeks, it's just been intense, the amount of, you know, not that I'm doing exclusively cardio, but when you're sparring, you know, five rounds of pads and wrestling, five rounds, in each and every practice, it just, you know, burns a lot of calories and you tend to get lighter, you know. It wasn't, like I said, I wasn't restricting my diet or anything. I just keep getting leaner and leaner through hard training.
Wow. Well, I mean, did it change in this fight, though, from the last time you fought Lesnar? Did you want to put on a couple pounds maybe to handle his weight? Because the guy's, you know, I don't know what he's weighing right now, but he's going to come into the cage obviously weighing more than you.
No, I'm never going to really win that game. Why even play it? You know, I'm already a decently strong enough guy to help try to curb his strength level. But no matter what I would have done in the last 6 months, I mean, it'd be silly to think I'm going to come in able to bench more than he can. I mean, his upper body is, you know, tremendously, you know, large. That anybody could see. So trying to play that game really wasn't like, you know, I'll be playing catch-up. So instead I just maintained my strength level and worked on other aspects of the game that I want to improve upon. You know, really I've worked a lot on boxing, you know, constantly improving on that area. You know, working with Jimmy Gifford is my specialist in boxing. You know, I still have Ken Hahn, my head coach, who, you know, striking and MMA all around. I've even brought in Mark Delagrotti, who'll be in my corner to work on different aspects of the game, you know, more clinching and striking, a lot of Muay Thai from there. And then, you know, again, Robert Hill's been helping me with my jiu-jitsu, constantly coaching me there. And just, I guess my camp kind of almost looks like a mini football camp. I have every, you know, all these different specialists that help me out in every different area of the, you know, the game. And, you know, each guy has something that he brings to the table for me. So I work on that aspect, you know, the skill set, you know, and being able to move around and fight with technique, not so much try to, you know, if I try to go head to head and fight the bull, you know, matadors don't really last that long if they try to go head to head with a bull. So
sure, makes sense. Well, I mean, how do you prepare in a training camp for a guy of that size? Like, there's not a lot of people walking around at like 280 pounds like this guy is. Did you know Delagrotti just drive a Volkswagen at you, you know, in the morning? What did you do? How do you prepare for that for partners?
My bag's at the gym. I have a few partners like Brian Keck. No, he's 280, 6'1", wrestled at Olympic Center for, 8 years, been wrestling his whole life, 37 years old. So, I mean, I have guys that can mimic his strength level. A couple different guys that, done very well in judo that are heavyweights, done sumo. So, really, I mean, I've had guys that can experience the strength and stuff. It's not like he's light years and inhuman. I mean, if he was inhumanly strong, he'd still be playing for the Minnesota Vikings.
Let's be honest.
Good point. I think a lot of people, they look at him and they put a lot more into it than it really is. It's like, okay, guys, he's a strong guy, but he's not bench pressing 2,000 pounds. Let's be realistic. He's not a different species of human. He's a strong guy. There's a lot of people in the world that are a lot stronger than him. They compete in the strongman competitions and do, events of that such. Almost, there's a lot of powerlifters out there that would laugh at probably some of the weights he throws around. So it isn't like it's, oh my God, you're fighting an alien. You've never seen this guy before. So sometimes people get, their imagination gets carried away with it. So.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, I'll tell you, is the fact that people are forgetting that you've got a bit of wrestling experience in your background, maybe distant background. We're about the same age, so it's going back, just after high school. But you do have a little bit of experience, dealing with the technique he's going to be chucking at you.
Basically, it's not really about wrestling anymore and jiu-jitsu and boxing. Obviously, we work on those different facets of the game.
Yeah.
Really, it's all about MMA. I mean, the takedowns that I can use in MMA are different than the takedowns you can use in a college wrestling match.
Yeah.
There's a few moves I use that if I would have done them in a college wrestling match, they would stop me instantly and say that was potentially dangerous because, you're putting the guy's shoulder in a bad position. So there's certain things that I kind of go that route. Instead of sitting there and sticking to the things I know he's seen, things and doubles and body ties, I got to add things to it, and then say, okay, well, if I just clinch with this guy, conventionally, probably not going to end up in a good, way for me. But if I'm sitting there and I'm tie clinching him and I'm moving off at angles and I'm driving knees on the inside of his leg and, even pulling half guard and stuff like that, just really awkward things for him, which is, just the mainstay of MMA.
Yeah, got you. No, is that where your strategy, the foundation, has to be built on this guy's inexperience? Because, I mean, this is going to be, his fifth fight ever in the octagon? I mean, you've took some cracks at his, inability to ground and pound or just inexperience and throwing a punch even. And is this where your foundation's been built to kind of go into camp this time around?
Yeah, that's why I said I haven't really spent that much time trying to lift weights.
Yeah.
That's his area. He's going to be stronger than I am. I'm trying to capitalize on what I know he's not, his strength isn't at, which is experience. I don't care how much he's trained in the last couple of months, he still hasn't had as many competitions as I've had in MMA. And I've had, 50-plus competitions in submission wrestling itself. He hasn't had any competitions. Yeah. I don't believe in submission grappling. So just the idea of competing with somebody that can try to break your arm, I've been there and done that. How many times? I mean, I don't even really know if he's sparring in this gym, to be honest with you. Every time I watch a video on him, or see anything highlights, all he does is hit pads.
Yeah.
And, that's good, but it's no substitution for putting on the headgear and having a guy hit you,
Yeah.
That's, so that area of the game, is going to be where I'm going to find my strengths at, and I think the greatest advantage.
Yeah, I don't know, Frank, that hammer looked pretty heavy, and that tire, I don't know if it hit back, but that's some good footwork, I think, I saw that he was smashing.
Yeah, hey, like I said, if we're in a rope-pulling contest, don't bet on me.
Yeah, right. Hey, have you played yourself in the UFC Undisputed in this fight? Have you replayed it? Were you just curious? Have you sat down and gone toe-to-toe?
Yeah, no, I messed around with it a little bit, but I didn't have the patience because at first the game was like, at first I was like, the first couple of UFC games that came out, I was overly impressed with. I'm like, okay, it was pretty simple. But then when this game came out, my son bought it, he put it in, I'm looking at him, I'm like, I don't know. graphics look cool, but how's the gameplay?
Yeah.
But I started watching him play, and at first it was still overwhelming for me to see all the different moves. I'm looking at it, I'm like, how the hell am I going to remember to do all that, I pretty much sit back and watch the guys play and stuff. The younger kids seem to know, their thumbs a little more coordinated than I am when it comes to remembering the different arm bars. Because I'm sitting there, I'm like, head kick. Just show me head kick over and over again.
Sure. Got it. Hey, speaking of some sparring stuff, you had a bit of a shiner in a couple videos. How's that? Is it healing up good here from taking some abuse from your sparring partners?
Yeah, you try to limit that as much as possible. When you're sparring at the level that we spar at, you take a few nicks and dings. And, one of the people I've been sparring with the most is actually Forrest Griffin. Because, he moves very well.
Yeah.
His cardio is unbelievable. So to go five rounds with him and sparring mimics what it feels like to go five rounds in a real fight because, he's a good-sized guy. He's walking around 230 pounds.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't stop throwing punches at you.
He's zombie sparring.
Yeah. Yeah, it isn't like he's like doesn't know what he's doing. The guy's a technical fighter who doesn't stop coming after you.
Yeah,
and just it's relentless. So to be able to fight him off at all times, I've always wanted to get a punch counter going. I'm like, Jesus, how many punches are we throwing this fight? Sparring. Even the last time I got done sparring, as soon as the fifth round was over with, immediately I just started throwing up. They blew the whistle. I didn't even get my mouthpiece out. Boom, puked. Just because the intensity is so high on it.
Yeah, guy's crazy. Hey,
he goes and reps. I'm sitting there passed out on the mat, dying, because I'm like, all right, pad work, this, that. I need about 15 minutes to recover. And he's sitting there going, hey, does anybody want to wrestle with me? And does like another 25 minutes wrestling with my wrestling partners.
That's amazing.
I'm sitting there watching him. I'm like, dude, what are you made out of, bro?
Unreal, man. He is a maniac. I'd love to train with that guy. Hey, let's get to some obligatory stuff. You got some things going outside of the octagon, most notably mirror gear. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, something I've always wanted to start up was my own line of equipment. I've always, I see a lot of guys with equipment out there. It's like, okay, their guy's making it. We'll just duplicate it and we'll put our name on it. I'm like, oh, that's cool, And there's not a lot of difference between a lot of the equipment out there right now. I mean, pretty much they're all kind of the same. And there's just so many times in training that, my coaches, Ken has an awesome idea about training because we'll have complaints about how our training's restricted due to the training we have, the equipment we have.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're wearing big gloves while we're doing the MMA drill. It makes it too hard to grapple. But the gloves for grappling, even the ones that are reinforced with extra padding to help us, spar each other. You really can't get up and spar. How do we answer that question, We have this, we want to train this aspect of our game. And we got duct tape and a PCP pipe and some gloves, and we're like making things up.
Yeah.
So I just sat there. I'm like, dude, why don't we just patent this thing, or at least just throw it out there, and other people can use it too. I mean, and maybe by this we can actually get some better quality stuff that we're not just breaking, all the time. It's a good idea. Just we got to bring it to a manufacturer.
Sure. Yeah, good. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I don't see why it hasn't been out there before. There's going to be some wrestling dummies and stuff that you're going to be taking up on as well. Who's going to be the model for the heads of these wrestling dummies? Is it going to be like a Lesnar style dummy?
If they can make a head that big, it might cost too much to stuff it up, though.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. Hey, Frank, I don't want to keep it too long. I know that you're running around crazy. I did want to mention you just had a kid, another kid, didn't you?
Yeah, my third son now was just born last June.
Yep.
June 9th.
Yeah, so greatest name. Yeah, Ronan. Yeah, I had to mention it because the Masterless Warrior, best name on the planet. I don't know why I hadn't think of it, but congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And I guess we can take away from this interview, though, essentially, is that we've established Brock Lesnar is a human, but Forrest Griffin clearly is not.
Yeah, I would have to say that if you told me right now, you're going to have to fight a guy like Mike Tyson who hits you extraordinarily hard and rips your head off, but his cardio, it's average, it's normal. Or you can fight the guy who he doesn't stop coming after you, like a Clay Guida, Forrest Griffin. And it's just, nonstop, nonstop. It might not be the hardest punches in the world, but for 25 minutes, the guy's going to throw 500 punches around.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God, I'll take the Mike Tyson, dude.
Yeah,
I'll play that game, I don't want to fight the guy that's going to throw, what's his name, Calzaghe, type fighter. Screw that. That's too much for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, great. Hey, can I get a prediction on the other title fight that's on the undercard of UFC 100, Georges St-Pierre versus Alves? What's your call on that fight?
It's just hard to bet against St-Pierre. I mean, I think he's done enough now in the sport to prove that he's a force to be reckoned with. I think that if all goes according to game plan, if both guys execute what they want to do, I have to kind of lean towards St-Pierre. But, you know, the only thing is it's not really a fight I would bet on, for the reason being that Thiago is a very powerful human being. And at any moment, you know, Jay Storpierre can be doing everything correctly, taking him down, passing his guard, beating him up. And at one moment, you know, Thiago can land one of those knees that we see. I mean, that thing hit Matt Hughes in the shoulder and knocked him senseless. So just, when you have that kind of power, you're always in the fight. So that makes it to where, you know, St. Pierre can win every round, and in the last 30 seconds, he still has to be careful, you know?
Yeah, well said. Frank Mir, UFC heavyweight champion, soon to be undisputed. We hope best of luck to you on Saturday night, my friend.
Thank you so much.
And there you have it, fight fans. Frank Mir, hell of a guy. I'm telling you, even off air, even when we weren't recording, he's funny as hell. Like I was expecting him to say a lot of stuff that I'd heard before in the, you know, in all the interviews and all the crap and press that he's been doing in the last couple weeks. But he's even making up more funny shit to say about Brock Lesnar. And I was, it's a pleasant surprise to hear some original material coming out of people, because usually guys get into interview mode and you just hear regurgitated stuff. Frank Mir, friggin' awesome. I'm really excited for UFC 100 now, guys. I know who I'm going for anyway. I was going for him before. Here's the deal. UFC 100 at BetUS.com. If you sign up today, deposit $100. That's all. You get 100%. $100 bonus just for getting on board for UFC 100. We're in a celebratory mood, just as I'm sure you are. And of course, you also bet on the fights. You get an automatic entry into a free $1,000 poker tournament going on next week. Just for exclusive UFC 100 fans, we all get to go in and throw down and play a little poker, courtesy of BetUS.com and their poker room. That's it. That's it, guys. I'm friggin' out of here. Until next week, fight fans, happy UFC 100 betting. Talk to you then.